Congratulations to the latest winner of the Impossible Question.
Joe Dennis from Summersville on his way to E-Town. The question, nearly 60% of people are doing this more often these days, brushing their teeth. And you know why? Because masks are making them realize how bad their breath is.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking about this yesterday. We were out shopping for some clothes and wearing the masks. And there was a conversation about, you know, if you have bad breath, you would know. Wearing a mask all day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you would figure it out quickly. So, and then here I find this information. I'm like, well, how perfect is that? Nearly 60% of people are brushing their teeth more often.
I am not making light of the pandemic or COVID or mask wearing or anything like that, but I can tell you the worst thing that has personally happened to me since all this began, burping, wearing a mask after eating a barbecue chicken sandwich.
Thanks for that.
It was really, really horrifying. And that will never happen again. I can promise you that.
That's something we really didn't need to know, but thanks for sharing.
But if my teeth were nasty, I would have known it.
You would have known that.
I would have known it.
Okay, so I'm shifting gears here. This groom-to-be is upset because his wife's cousin, he feels like the wife's cousin, is trying to score a free wedding reception.
What?
Okay, so he posted this on Reddit, and he says, my fiance and I had chosen the wedding date. They booked the venue, notified the immediate family members, and then the cousin announces that she's upset because her and her boyfriend booked their wedding day, or that was the day they were going to get married. And he was confused. Him and his fiance were confused because they didn't even realize they were engaged. So
they've made a formal announcement, sent out invitations, booked an actual venue, and then these other people go, oh, we were going to do that too.
Yes. And so now they are going to go to the courthouse and do their wedding with their family, and then they want to go to their reception. And so people are, this guy's upset.
So the cousin's going to do a courthouse wedding and then crash their reception.
Yes.
And I imagine people will be like, well, while you're here, let me give you a gift, too.
Yes. So the guy, he's upset because he feels like that's what this cousin is trying to do. And, you know, so he's posted it on Reddit. And the fiance is, you know, she's like, well, they're family, you know, and I guess she doesn't want to make a big deal about it. But, yeah, he's already said that he told the wedding planner, because, I mean, they have a planner and everything.
So this is an organized affair.
Yes, and so he's told the planner and the venue staff that if they show up, they are not to be allowed in. So talk about future, like, family gatherings. That's going to be kind of awkward, but
just a lot of people, yummy in my mouth.
A lot of people are agreeing with him that they feel like, you know, they're trying to move in on their occasion so they get a free reception.
I just can't imagine behaving that way.
No. And especially, you know, nobody knew they were engaged. It was like all of a sudden,
right.
Hey, let's get married. So, you know, if they were engaged, they hadn't made their formal announcement.
They sure hadn't booked an event and
right.
a venue and sent out stuff and hired a coordinator and just,
And part of me thinks, like, why not just say, you know what, come on, just come to our reception. That's fine. I mean, I could see it both ways because it doesn't have to be that big of a deal unless these people are very dramatic and then it just makes it awkward.
This may be why I don't talk to most of my cousins because I'm like those people that want to crash the wedding. And they're like, Brian, you just don't need to come to our stuff anymore.